American Cattle News. I'm Patrick Cavanaugh.
We have a diversified operation and mainly an Angus cow herd.
That's Charles Munson of Munson Angus Farms of Junction City, Kansas. The operation was recognized as the Region 7 winners of the 27th Annual Environmental Stewardship Awards.
We mainly grow beef for our restaurant that we have. So that's why we especially emphasize very high quality.
And some of the highlights of earning that Environmental Stewardship Award?
Well, we try to keep a productive farm going with cropping operation too, plus the cattle operation. So that's really a full-time job for us.
And that Munson operation is partial to Angus.
Well, we've been in Angus, I guess, for quite a while there. They've been steady as you go, and they're producing very high beef product.
And Charles Munson, well, he's the fourth generation on this operation.
We also have the fifth and sixth generations involved, too.
Yeah, that ranch goes way back.
Yeah, started by my great-grandfather in 1869. Came here from Sweden, and it's been going ever since, yes.
And Munson has his philosophy, it's quality over quantity.
Yes, that's for sure. If it's worth doing, it's worth doing right. And that's the main reason we're in the Angus business, and we also, our cropping operation also emphasizes practical production with no-till.
That's Charles Munson, Region 7 winner of the Environmental Stewardship Awards, presented by the National Cattlemen's Beef Association. Now a product spotlight. Tucker Jansen is with the company ImmuCell, and the product is TriShield.
Exciting times in the beef market right now. We've just launched the only calf product that has guaranteed levels of E. coli, Krona, and rotavirus antibodies that are derived from colostrum.
While vaccination has been the traditional way to protect calves from scours, Tucker says TriShield breaks that tradition.
So we've got some contract herds. So we go in and we vaccinate those cows with a hyperimmunized vaccine that is developed at ImmuCell. We collect the colostrum from those cows, and then it goes back to our facility where we measure the titer levels of those antibodies to get the USDA approval. And then from there, it's freeze-dried, and then we put it in the bolus or the gel tube form to be able to be shipped out for distribution.
He says going beyond vaccination is forward-thinking and also improves the bottom line.
Yes, I mean, it is very important. As we all know, the first 45 days of a calf's life are the most important time. That's where it's going to be a make-or-break-you standpoint. And if we can reduce the antigen shedding in your calving facilities, you're just setting yourself up for more pounds of beef on the back end, because we know when we go to start treating those calves, you have those calves that don't match their contemporaries. And then when you go to the sale barn, those will be the calves that are sorted off and will receive less money and are going to be at a lighter weight. From a personal experience, it's a product that I used before I went to work for ImmuCell and was excited about the opportunity to come work for a company that I know the product works firsthand.
That's Tucker Jansen. If you'd like to find out more info about TriShield, go to firstdefensecalfhealth.com. And stay with us for the latest news from the cattle industry. I'm Bill Baker, American Cattle News.